What about some instrumental backing for our visit with Jason Kanz in First Thoughts, best 5 minutes of the day? Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark. Happy last day of November.
Yeah, we've made it to 11 years. And it's not like the whole year has been. I mean, I remember in late December, it seems to me, hearing Hugh Hewitt on our sister station, FM 103.1 AM 680 at Wogo.com. Hugh Hewitt, where he is this morning, talking about, you know, this COVID deal in China, little knowing it would mark us as deeply and strongly as it has.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I remember early on hearing people saying this is going to be a big deal and thinking, eh, maybe.
Right.
And here we are. So,
yeah, talk about lives changed. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So Thanksgiving holiday weekend at the end, the gun deer season is over. Now, did you tell me you got your deer, but what, through a friend, or what's the deal?
Yeah, a friend of mine whose freezer is always full of venison offered me one of theirs, and all I had to do was pay for processing. So
yeah,
I got the deer processed and waiting to pick it up, and so that's exciting. Saves me from having to go out in the woods. I don't know if you saw, I posted a short video clip of a deer jumping on somebody yesterday, and I was like, man, I'm glad that's not happening to me in the woods. So.
Yeah, yeah, right. No, I didn't see that. So,
yeah.
You know, I made the homemade summer sausage over the weekend. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It just didn't turn out. It's not quite the same. I mean, it's supposed to be, and I know there was a point. Now, tell me if this would be, it calls for like, I don't know, a ton of, it was 6 pounds of hamburger, and I was making 6 rolls. And I probably didn't, I think I didn't flatten them out as much. They weren't maybe as long. They were a little bit more short and stocky than they had. So maybe that was part of it. And my mom's always a little uncomfortable. Like, I only bake it at 175 degrees, but that's what the recipe calls for. But
yeah.
I only put, they reached a point where we ran out of garlic salt, and so then I substituted garlic powder. Would that have, I mean, it's, so it didn't seem to have quite the zest, I guess.
Yeah, that would have made a huge difference.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, so that was probably the part of the big reasons.
All right, so I will not be, I think I've passed one up. My daughter's a big fan. Typically, I've got her one. Yeah, so I think I'll be consuming that and not doling those out as gifts. So,
well, there you go.
Yeah. Wait, we're getting ready. It's Advent. Advent is other way. What are your thoughts on the Advent season?
You know, I think for me, Advent is something that often comes along. So it seems to come alongside the consumerism in America.
Yeah.
And my hope is that this year, even in light of COVID, that the notion of hope, of longing, really starts to stir our hearts, and Christians remember that key component of Advent, this longing for redemption. And, you know, I think I would just invite people to turn back to that every day, and really try and press into the discomfort of the current world and the longing for the Savior who was promised.
That's a great line, actually. I'll lead into my wife actually posted something. I'm going to read it. It says, first Sunday at Advent, hope, she says, of all the words that surround the Christmas season, I wonder if this is the one we long for right now, to be followed by peace, joy, and love. It would be difficult to choose one. We are in desperate need of all of them. And then she says, this week, I'll be thinking about hope and what it means to long for something with eager expectation and not give up. So there we go.
Yeah, I think that's spot on. I think Peggy was exactly right about that.
Mm-hmm. All right, tell you what, I don't know. I have a tendency to bite off more than I can chew, and maybe we're going to do this, but this was my idea. I've pitched it to you off air. Here we go. I've seen somebody post a couple of different times on Facebook here in the last week where the suggestion has been made, hey, for Advent, read a different chapter of Luke every day consecutively. And then there are 24 chapters. If you start on December 1st, then by December 24th, you'll have read all about Jesus, finished one of the Gospels, and completely be ready for Christmas. So I'm proposing that you and I, kind of almost the day before, we come to the table tomorrow, December 1st, Tuesday, having read Luke 1, and be willing, we got 5 to 6 minutes, but kind of what struck you the most about that chapter? What do you think?
I think that's great. I agree. Luke can be wordy, so I think it's best that we don't go through the whole chapter. But I think if we can each come away with just the idea that struck us and be able to discuss it, I think that's really good. And for people to for us to be able to invite people into that process too.
Yeah, so either join us in reading Luke 1 today, be ready for that at 5:45 tomorrow, or hopefully we'll be encouraging people, hey, that's what we took away. You go read it on that actual day yourself. All right, well, we'll come prepared tomorrow.
Sounds good.
Talk to you then. All right. WWIB, good morning. It's 13 before 7 o'clock, and let's say good morning, Michigan. Good morning to our counselor comedian friend, Drew Fraley. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm all right. I wish we had Cliff from Spooner on, because here's the deal. Last week, and it made our best of the week, by the way, the clip of you talking about going deerless all the way through your first 36 years. And I loved it how you said you're the only one who hadn't, basically your mom even taken out a raccoon, but you hadn't killed anything. And so we hear from Cliff, and here's what happens. Cliff sends me yesterday. He says, for reference tomorrow morning regarding our comedian counselor, Drew, who's never got a deer, there's a movie about it in Michigan, no less. It's called Escanaba in the Moonlight from 20 years ago with Jeff Daniels, who I think is a native Michigander. Isn't that right?
He is. That's correct. Yeah.
So you watched the movie last night.
I did. I watched the movie last night. I don't know. At this point, it's 19 years ago. Do I have to say spoiler alert? Like, if you haven't seen this movie.
No, you don't have
to. Get out your VHS tapes and watch it, you know.
Now, so, yeah, Cliff says it was a fun movie, is it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun movie. It wasn't what I expected. I thought, well, at the beginning, I felt like this movie was giving me, like, deer hunting PTSD. You know, like, I'm watching this movie. It's like the story of my life. You know, they go up to the cabin, and they're teasing Jeff Daniels, and they're making jokes about him, and they send him. They say, your hunting spot this year is out by the freeway. You're gonna
you're reliving some of your nightmares.
You're gonna sit in a chair by the freeway. Which last year when I went deer hunting, they put me in a chair. I don't know if I told you this. It was like out behind like a water treatment facility, and there was a factory there. They're like making tool dies or something like that. It's super loud. So then that was okay. I kind of expected that. But then you've seen the movie, right?
I have not seen. No, I just heard about it yesterday. So.
So then the movie gets very weird. Like, I don't even want to spoil it for you, Mark, because it takes this left turn into, like, Crazyville.
Mm.
His wife gives him, his Jeff Daniels' wife, who's a Native American in the movie, gives him, like, this potion to hunt the deer. And they all end up, like, going crazy inside of the cabin. You really need to watch this, because it's so bizarre.
So in the end, does he get a deer?
So he did get a deer, yeah. At the end, he gets a deer. Spoiler alert, yeah.
Spoiler alert, sorry about that, yeah.
You know, I'm watching the movie. About halfway through the movie, I'm like, did somebody put, like, poison in my popcorn? Am I watching? Is this the right movie? Like, and there's a DNR officer from Detroit who shows up halfway through the movie. And he's clueless. You'll have to watch it.
I think Cliff was basically suggesting that they may retitle it the Drew Fralick story because, I mean, you know, 36 and deerless. And so you're living out some of these same things. So anyhow, hey, it was good to know people are listening. They're picking up and they're even making movie recommendations based on your content here on the program.
There we go. This should just be how to not deer hunt with Drew Fraley at 7:45 each Monday morning.
Yeah, that sounds more like a documentary. Hey, real quick, as long as we got you on the line, so the mood in Michigan is Matt Patricia is fired as the Lions head coach after the Thanksgiving Day loss.
Oh, it's like Christmas time meets Mardi Gras. I mean, this is what we live for, is a good firing. You know, we know we are not going to win anything. We just like to see firings.
So who are people clamoring for to be the next person lined up?
People don't even listen, Mark. I've been trying to tell you this for a year. It's a twisted psychology here in Michigan. People are not right, you know. They don't even care who coaches. They just want to bring a guy in and fire him too for fun.
You guys love Barry Sanders. I mean, bring Barry in to coach.
Barry would never do that.
No, he never
would. The way Barry quit, he said, just keep the money. I've had it with this.
I know he did. Hey, Packers coach Matt LaFleur, I mean, I think he grew up in Michigan, you know. So, I mean.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love to do it.
Yeah,
I'm
I don't think he's
the Packers would be a big step up for him to come coach the Lions.
He's sticking with the Packers. Thank you, Drew.
Well, here I am back after Halvo graciously allowed me to be gone for 4 days in a row here. So Thanksgiving holiday, then Friday, then Saturday, Sunday, and feeling a little refreshed here on a Monday morning.
Yeah, good to have you back. So what'd you do?
Well, so Thanksgiving was a little bit different because, again, everyone knows that probably being more conscious of sickness this year. And so we missed Thanksgiving dinner. We had a little guy who was not feeling well the day before, and unfortunately... Thursday morning, woke up still with a light temp and just a little listless and just not feeling well. And so we were waiting and waiting and waiting and just not getting well enough where we felt comfortable being able to bring him up. And so we missed Thanksgiving dinner, but it was kind of fun and still made some memories because, he took a nap and the temperature stayed down. And it stayed down for several hours. And so it got to the point where fairly late in the evening, because again, there was some family that was there that we weren't going to be able to see any time other than Thanksgiving. Late in the evening, we thought, well, he's had a steady good temp for a long time. Mm. He's got plenty of his energy back. Let's just go up. So it's a nice living not too far from my parents. Made it in 38 minutes, beating my dad's record from my house to his. So it wasn't a real long stay Thanksgiving night, but still got to see some my brother and sister-in-law and their family that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. So just a real short visit Thanksgiving. Friday was fairly slow. Didn't do much shopping for Black Friday other than bought a vacuum cleaner because ours broke. So great purchase there. And then Saturday, we found that our normal Christmas tree farm that we normally all gather together and go along with my parents to pick out their fresh Christmas tree decided not to open for the season.
Huh.
And we found that out literally as we were headed out the door. So some frantic Googling and calling, and we found a wonderful local Christmas tree farm and just all natural trees, not really groomed or anything, but we just tromped around out there and got a Christmas tree. Normally, I've gone with a fake Christmas tree budget-wise, but these trees were only $12. And so my dad said, I'll help you haul it back if you want to get one. So we got our first ever fresh Christmas tree as a family. So that was a lot of fun on Saturday. And Sunday, again, great to be with the Lord's people and played a lot of games over the weekend as well, too.
Huh, sounds fun. Homemade summer sausage on Saturday, but it just didn't seem quite right. When it's 8 hours at 175 degrees, and it's like a three-day process. But I think one of the things, Caleb, we ran out of garlic salt. And so the rest of I substituted garlic powder, and yeah, I think that just... It doesn't have not quite as much on the fastball.
All right, so the first batch was kind of a trial batch.
Yeah, it's going to basically stay in-house.
And, there you go.
But Christmas tree went up yesterday, preached in church yesterday in Acts 26, a message titled, Be Like Paul, the With God Life. So had a good weekend.
Fantastic.
We also had some sad news I learned of early this morning. Johnny Holm, a longtime WWIB listener from the Ladysmith and Sheldon area, and Johnny went to be with the Lord last night about 6:30, had a battle with liver cancer, 73 years young. And so I've got to tell you, he so embodied the joy of Jesus. You know, you think about the joy of Jesus down in your heart. And so I was kind of asking Caleb, could we please get a song about joy as we think of Johnny and ask you to pray for his family and friends during this difficult time.
For Johnny, from Johnny Diaz, it's Joy on WWIB.
Halfway through this valley, and my eyes just can't see a quick way out. And it might seem life's got it out for me, like I'm way too deep, but I have found every single circumstance I can place in greater hands. I won't let my trouble. Just cast my cares, won't sink into despair. I won't find answers there.
if June's gonna be my hope, be my shield, gonna lift me up no matter how I feel. Gonna be my strength, be my truth, gonna light the way, see me through.
Shopping is what we were talking about off the air here.
And in fact, boy, it was a tough day. The Black Friday, I mean, you heard this number, right? The in-store sales went down 52% from a year ago.
Mm.
So it's already been a hard year.
But still rough.
Right. It's been a really hard year. And so continuing in that way. And so it brings us to today is Cyber Monday. So, I mean, that doesn't bode well.
Now, on the plus side, hopefully businesses, and especially we had Small Business Saturday, and do everything that you can. I know sometimes it may not be as smooth or as convenient as some of these small businesses that have had to rapidly switch to online ordering systems. But give some grace and, again, everything you can to support our local small businesses, whether they have cyber options or not.
Yeah. So that is definitely something to encourage you to do. Having said that, it is Cyber Monday. So to deal with that, a record number of people are expected to do their U.S. holiday shopping online because of the pandemic. And just want to, please don't fall for any online scams today. And they're saying research the sites as best and the products before you buy them.
And I'm guessing a lot of things are going to be popping up on social media ads and stuff, too. So, again, just verify if you are following a link. Typically, I don't do that on social media. But if you are following a link to something that looks like a great deal, again, I mean, just remember some of those adages about anything that seems too good to be true. Probably is.
I know. That's typically the way. So, anyhow, just some thoughts. I really wasn't out and about in the stores. Were you?
Not on Black Friday. Again, all we did on Black Friday is buy a vacuum cleaner, save 20 bucks, because ours broke unexpectedly. But the next day, I was in Walmart looking for, I don't know, I think I was trying to save more money on Ibotta, and I was walking down one of their main action alleys, one of their main aisles, and I was overjoyed to find lots of leftover Black Friday socks and underwear. And I was like, jackpot, because I needed some, and the kids needed some, so I'm calling Lindsay, and so I loaded up on some Black Friday apparel the day after and saved a bunch. So thanks, Walmart.
There you go. Well, a deal's a deal, whatever it is.
I just love, like, okay, I know it's dumb, but, like, I love a good pair of socks. And Dickies work socks, I just love them. They're super comfortable, and they don't get holes in them. And so, I treated myself to a six-pack.
Again, happiness begins with socks. I always love that story of John Wooden, the so highly successful coach, winning 10 titles in 12 years with UCLA. Record 88-game winning streak, and it was like he got his guys together and said, this is the right way to put on your socks. It started with that.
Starts with that. It's like Vince Lombardi saying, gentlemen, this is a football.
Yes.
So maybe our joy here on the Wib Wake Up Show starts. Just wait till I get my Christmas socks on, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be giddiness.
You do not want to miss that show.
We've hesitated about bringing this on the air just because of the consternation it might cause for some.
I've been a part of the Wib Wake Up Show. Before it was the Wib Wake Up Show, right? I mean, it used to have different names from the late 80s on. And I know this is a sensitive subject and people feel strongly, right? There's a lot of things in 2020 we found that if there's anything you could disagree on, you do.
Indeed.
But I'm willing to acknowledge we used to have a real tree in the Halverson home. It's happened in the past, but for some years we've had the artificial tree. And my wife got a new artificial tree that went up yesterday, and it's a little thinner. We hope that we can get all the ornaments on it. But the thing is, let me just anticipate the flack and the comments that may come my way is just that, you know, it's a tree we can celebrate, and it's a little, there still is, we don't go cut one down, but we go down to the basement And actually, the tree, the artificial tree, was tucked so far back in basement storage, my wife had to undergo, with Elena's help, a huge Saturday cleaning project just to be able to get it out. So, anyhow,
and,
it probably
and
took this
thing,
much work.
I'm with you there because, again, we have our artificial tree, and it was something, I mean, primarily, people probably have gathered, I'm fairly cost conscious, and I grew up with a fresh Christmas tree, but it was just something kind of in the younger days of our family life that was a way of saving a little bit around the holidays. And so that was the plan until we went out to get a Christmas tree with my parents. And the Christmas tree farm that we were going to go to decided not to even open this season. So we found another one through some friends, and they were offering fresh cut Christmas trees for $10 to $12 a piece. And again, not groomed and things like that, but just nice, wonderful Christmas trees. And my dad said, "Do you want one?" And my wife had kind of been maybe nudging me a little bit in that direction to go fresh Christmas tree this year. And I said, "Yes, let's do it." So we have a fresh Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And now I'm thinking, I have not had one of these that I've been responsible for. It's sort of like when you're the second child of nine children, you're like, I know all about having babies in the house, because there was always, you know, a young baby, it seemed. Well, then you have your own child. It's like, I don't know that I really know what I'm doing. So I saw this article, like, how do I keep this Christmas tree alive?
Yeah.
And a new article says, if you put up a live Christmas tree, you're probably familiar with a number of tricks. Some of these include drilling a hole a few inches up the middle, adding the tree aspirin. I remember that with the water. It says, turns out the only hack you'll need is 7-Up. Other than checking your tree's water level every day to make sure there's 2 inches of water at the base of the tree, experts at Hanley's Garden Center Christmas Shop in Ireland say the fizzy lemon and lime drink 7-Up is the key to a hydrated tree, 3 parts water and 1 part 7-Up to be precise. The thinking is that fresh-cut trees and plants like the sugar and citric acid, and some folks feel that the natural lemon-lime flavoring may act as a preservative as well, though there is no evidence of that.
Wow, what do you know?
So should I buy some 7-Up
what
to
do you
keep
got
my
to lose?
Tree alive?
Yes!
We'll give it a shot. We'll see.